Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. And this week I'm talking about all the great things that are going to happen as a result of Donald J. Trump being elected our President of the United States. I'd like to thank you all for having patience of me taking a week off last week for the holidays. I had a lot of stuff going on, and I know that's no excuse, but there was a week off there, and I didn't mention it in advance, so I hope none of my followers are got too concerned about what was going on here. And anyway, this week I am talking about, yay, Donald Trump was elected president. It had to happen. The future of this country was on the line, and it was going to go real bad if Kamala Harris would have been, I can't even say it, I can't even talk about it or even think about it. But we're good now. Donald Trump is in the driver's seat. He's already doing it. I mean, there's another, almost a month until he actually takes office, and he's already running the country. Everybody acknowledges that. Everybody knows there's a leader here now, and he's taking over. He's doing the job before it even happens, and that's awesome. What I talk about this week are just some things that are going to be better because he was elected, and the last part of it I'm talking about woke and all the ridiculous things that people were coming up with. As I re-listened to this, I realized I didn't do the voice intonations quite right at that point because I read the topic of the woke situation. Then I state what the woke people think is the right thing, which is 99% of the time totally whack. But I also acknowledge that there are some things in the woke concept that could be good. And I kind of explain a little bit about each one of them as I come across them, the good things about them. And there could be some good come out of it. It can't be shoved down our throat like they tried to do before, but we just have to put everything on the table and check it out and see if it's good or not. If it's not good, reject it. If it's good, implement it. So these are a few of the things about the election of Donald J. Trump as our next president that I'm very excited about. And I just want to go through, they're not in any order, just things that came to my mind that I think are going to be so awesome. We're heading for a golden age, and we're so lucky, first of all, to be Americans, as I note later in this podcast, but also that we have a guy like Donald Trump getting us figured out. So first on the list is the secure the border. Tom Homan is serious. He looks like a guy who would scare the crap out of any idiot who thinks they may get away with their illegal entry into this country and anyone thinking they may be staying here. This process will be huge and it will be difficult and many will oppose a lot of what Homan will be doing, but it's absolutely necessary to close the borders, all of them, and stop the intrusion into our country and then remove all the illegals that are already here. We have to send a message to the world. We want and embrace legal immigration and reject illegal immigration. It has to be done lawfully. I'm so glad that I was born here to parents who were citizens. And I'm sorry but not sorry that not everyone's that lucky. We have the ability and resources for the whole world to enjoy the same amenities that we have in this country. We just have to decide, as a planet, that we will put forth the effort to make it happen. We can end the hatred. We can end the wars. We can end hunger. We can end injustice. We just need a catalyst, and artificial intelligence could be that catalyst, not just for this country, but for the entire world. We also need to send a message to and remind all of the people who are currently legal in this country that it is by far the best country on the planet. If you live here, you better be thankful for it. If you want to go around and discredit this country and belittle it and talk about how horrible it is, maybe you should rethink and thank God that the miracle of being here has happened to you. I always think of that song that was popular when I was in high school by the Beach Boys, Be True to Your School. The song reminds students to be true to your school just like you would to your girl. When that song came out, it was a simpler time. That's what we all really want, simple. Most Americans just want things to be simple again. Return to law and order in small towns and big cities. When I was growing up, we left our houses unlocked all the time. We left the keys to our cars in the ignition. We knew that no one was going to violate our personal borders and do bad things. People just didn't do bad things because they knew they would be shamed and possibly harmed by the owner of the property. Shame is a thing of the past. And laws are so screwed up that the person breaking into someone else's property has all of the rights. And the person's being violated, they have to accept that they have no chance of redemption. Apple pie and motherhood was a phrase that I heard when growing up. Soldiers in World War II claimed they were fighting for mom and apple pie. It is a phrase that describes things that are very important and good to most Americans. The war forced us to be on the same page, and we need something to pull us together so that motherhood and apple pie mean something again. We need a catalyst. We need one that will get us on the same page so that we can be happy to have children again, knowing that these children will have a reason to be alive. Our current population growth is slowing and even showing signs of decline. It's no wonder. People are afraid to bear children in a world where we have no idea if we can survive or not. Not worry about collapsing the economy and nuclear annihilation. We have everything we need to get the country we enjoyed 50 years ago, with one exception. A common issue that is so huge that we all have to unite to conquer. And so, I'm going to keep repeating this until, as a nation and as a planet, we figure it out. That issue could be artificial intelligence. It's huge and it's coming and we can't stop it. And it can be incredibly great or incredibly bad. That is our fight. We have to ensure that AI is our friend and that by growing this technology, we do so in a way that it greatly improves our lives and also ensures that bad actors don't use it for malevolence. We got to fix the economy. President Trump is a world-renowned businessman. He knows how to make things in the business world work. I don't ever want to think of this country as a business, but it is the businesses that make this country great. I have great faith that we can have a country that feels like our home and also have a huge array of businesses, many of which we will dominate because of our natural resources, human and material. Simple and comfortable and powerful, that's what we want. We walk softly and carry a big stick. When the U.S. is dominant, the whole world benefits, and our friends around the world acknowledge that. You can already see the world leaders positioning themselves to be good partners in the U.S. It's because they know what's coming. We have so many tools in our modern age that will make this world an unimaginable paradise. If we just have the faith and the determination and the willingness and the ballsack to get it there. Step one, elect Donald Trump. Done. We have to be energy dominant. A lot of the economy is based on energy. With President Trump at the helm, we will not only extract more petroleum than we can use in this country, we will also extract enough petroleum to become the largest energy exporter worldwide. Many people worry that we will run out of energy and that the petroleum will dry up, and then what? Well, there are many resources of energy available, mainly the sun and nukes. We need to restore America's place in the world. All the things mentioned above will naturally lead us to our proper place in the world. We have to be the leader country that the rest of the world can look up to, like a dad or a mother or a big brother or a big sister. They all want it. It's not arrogance. The rest of the world knows that when the United States wins, the whole planet wins. Being the leader has its benefits, but also comes with great burden of doing all the hard work to remain on top. And with its resources, the United States is best suited for the job because it has all the parts needed to be a leader. Of course, there are factions that think we are evil, but they are a minority. And when the rest of the world hops on this train, they will either join in or keep to themselves and out of our way. Might is right. Our military is the greatest in the world has ever seen. When we eliminate the wasteful BS that has been going on for years in the vast military-industrial complex, we will end up with a lean, mean, fighting machine that the rest of the world will respect. As we lean down, we will also have to ensure that the rest of the world knows that we will never use this massive machine for ill will. It again is walking softly and carrying a big stick. We need to eliminate woke. We have realized that woke is not the way to go for any country, especially the U.S. On the surface, some of the ideas put forward with wokeism aren't horrible. We can cull through the carcass of woke and determine what is important and what is whack BS. We can adopt racial justice. Addressing systematic racism, prompting diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in the workplace, schools, and other institutions. We can do this without going off the deep end and screwing up everything and have that we've worked so hard for in this country since it began. A majority wins. I want this one hammered down every time. It wins every time. As a wealthy nation, We just have to ensure that we don't leave anyone behind. The current system is just so broken that fraud is rampant and it eats away at all the good things this country does. Got to have gender equality, advancing equal rights for all genders, including support for LGBTQ plus rights and protections. This is an example of how badly a good thing can go. Yes, we need to have a system in place that covers the rights of all of our citizens. We must also ensure that we don't let the concerns of a very small minority screw things up for the moral majority. Each of us has our own moral compass, and in this country, we can speak and act in any way we want. However, our country is based on morality, and the moral majority thankfully set the agenda. If you are in a minority, you still have rights, but not dictatorial control over everything just because you're a minority. You, being in the minority, can state your claims and have every right and expectation to be heard. But ultimately, you have to follow the majority. We have to have climate action, advocating for policies to combat climate change, support renewable energy, and transitioning to a sustainable economy. Like I said, many of the concepts of the woke are okay, and this is one that, when handled with care and the urge to go over the top is eliminated, we can address and look for better ways to do things. Sustainable, renewable energy is very important. And in the near future, we will have all the energy we need and more. Until that time, we need to work toward figuring out how to do it. Our star, the sun, shoots a massive amount of energy toward our planet. When we figure out how to capture it and use it efficiently, we will conquer that issue. We got to talk about economic equity, supporting living wages, labor rights, progressive taxation, and measures to reduce income inequality. You know, it's been said that you get what you're worth. The part we each have to figure out is, how do we express our worth? We can't leave it up to the government to assess each person's worth. It's up to us to get off the couch and prove to the world what our worth is. As a nation, we must ensure that when a person hits a low patch, we're all here to help. But no one gets to ride that bus forever. We have to structure our social securities with a huge emphasis on getting that person back on track and earning their own way. Let's talk about health care for all. Is that possible? Expanding access to affordable health care and advocating for public health initiatives. So this is a hard one. The bottom line is, we can't afford to let big pharma and big medical ruin our lives. Some of the advances that the medical profession has come up with are life-changing and should be celebrated. On the other hand, we can't let profit-oriented giant corporations run this segment of our lives. It's too tempting to wring out massive profits from our innate desire to be happy, pain-free, and alive. It will be the job of all of us to keep ourselves healthy and happy and comfortable. Our national healthcare system must focus solely on using our vast wealth to making improvements to our pharmaceutical and medical needs, not figuring out ways to dig even deeper into the pockets of our citizens. Let's talk about criminal justice reform, reducing incarceration rates, addressing police reform, and promoting rehabilitation over punishment. Yeah. So defunding police forces was one of the stupidest ideas we ever had. It shows up in dazzling color. What happens when you stop punishing the bad guys? One of the worst things that this causes is good law-abiding citizens are punished and the bad guys get benefits. That's 180 degrees out of whack. Again, the moral majority in this country should benefit from their endless pursuit of doing the right thing, and the bad guys should be punished. When the penalty for doing bad things is strict enough, the bad shit will stop. Period. So how about educational access and reform? Promoting affordable education, addressing inequities in schooling, and revising curricula to include diverse perspectives. Okay. First, the National Department of Education has to go. This is something that states have to govern. Thankfully, the DOGE, I love that, is going to handle that quickly. The steps to make it happen are already in place. With all the money we save by doing that, we can fix the problems. The majority wins. When you become a citizen of this country, you agree to abide by our customs. One of those customs is speaking English. Another one is conforming to our way of life. If you don't like the way we teach our children, there are a lot of other places you can go. So how about immigration policy, advocating for human immigration, laws protecting the rights of undocumented immigrants, and creating pathways to citizenship? Fuck that. We have a system for illegal immigration in this country. Follow the law or don't come. Undocumented immigrants have no rights, and we already have pathways to citizenship. Indigenous rights. Supporting policies that uphold sovereignty and land rights and cultural preservation for indigenous peoples. Indigenous people in this country have the right to live free wherever they want. I have a lot of different types of blood in me, but the biggest portion is Cherokee Indian. So when I say this, I say it with compassion. Love what we have here, or go somewhere else. Wars have been fought over territory since the beginning of mankind. Let's talk about free speech and anti-discrimination. Protecting individuals from hate speech and discrimination while balancing free speech rights. You know, we got the right to say whatever we want in this country. There are things that should never be uttered, though, like falsely yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's one that they always talk about when they talk about free speech. Hate and discrimination, it can't be tolerated. It should be our national goal to get to a point where we don't need to express anger and hatred because we're all too happy with our newfound success that we don't have time to hate. Reproductive rights, defending the right to access contraception and abortion services. Women have the last word in reproductive rights, period. Let's talk about digital equity, promoting access to affordable internet and technology for underserved communities. Well, this will happen naturally. As we improve technologically, eventually everyone will have access to the internet. It's imperative and it will happen. How about mental health awareness? Expanding access to mental health resources and reducing stigma. Now, here's another tough one. We all have different level intelligence. In general, the higher your IQ, the better your life will be. As a nation, we have to ensure that everyone be accepted as they are. And if anyone needs help, as a wealthy nation, we need to provide that help and do it in a fair way for everyone. How about gun reform? Advocating for regulations to reduce gun violence, such as universal background checks and bans on certain firearms. Another crap one. This is a huge one for me. We absolutely have to crack down on firearm violence, but our current system does nothing to do that. The only way to fix this problem is to make punishment so severe no one would ever want to do armed violence. Guns are for hunting, collecting, and sport shooting, not for violent criminal activity. If a guy uses a gun in a criminal act, the punishment should be life in prison or death, period.